Welcome to the Yes Mujer Build It podcast, the podcast for ambitious mujeres who are committed to building a business, career, and life they love. I am Master Coach Wendy Amara, and I'm going to teach you the mindset tools and strategy that will help you stay in consistent action so you can build it. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Yes Mujer Build It podcast. What I want to talk to you guys about today, powerful mujeres, is something that I'm noticing is happening with our reactions to and our processing through of what is happening around the world. We are living at a time right now where there are multiple wars happening on the planet. And there have been multiple wars happening on the planet, but the atrocities that we're watching that are happening live in person day after day, and I'm talking about the war between Israel and Hamas. I'm also talking about what's been happening in Ukraine and Russia. There's also protests happening in Guatemala, which is the country that my parents' family is from. All of that has been weighing heavily on my heart. Heavily on my heart and weighing on a lot of your hearts based on the things you guys have been sharing with me, the comments, the conversations that have been happening in my group coaching containers. You guys are feeling a lot of what is happening around the world. So I'm going to share with you today, like I did on Wednesdays with Wendy a few weeks ago, I'm going to share with you today some insights that I think are going to help you. And I'm going to teach on how to actually process through some of the stress and some of the anxiety that you might be feeling because you are deeply feeling what is happening to the people of Palestine, what has happened to the people of Israel, what Hamas is doing. You're deeply feeling the effects of being a people that at one point was conquered. And so we are watching another country get conquered in some ways. And that perspective brings up for us a lot of unprocessed, unhealed struggles, challenges. And some of this is in our DNA, guys, okay? Some of this is literally in our DNA. So I'm going to provide us with some reminders today. Reminders that I think are really going to help you get through the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, because who knows how long this is going to last. Okay, reminder number one, there is something that you do control. In a climate of feeling like you don't control anything, right? When we're watching something on TV or we're watching something on the news or whatever, or in our social media feeds, it feels like there's a lot of things we can't control. It feels like the world is out of control. It feels like there's so many things that are out of our reach that we just can't hold on to. So I want to remind you that in a world where there's a lot of things, the majority of things we cannot control, we don't have control over what Hamas does. We don't have control over whether Biden goes to Israel. We don't have control over what gets decided in Congress, although your vote does give you some control over that. But the feeling is we don't really control a lot of things. In a world where it feels like we're out of control, I want to start by reminding you that there is one person that you do have control over. And so the question that I want you to ask yourself is, what do I have control over? What can I control in this moment? And the answer, my dear, is you. You can control you, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your actions, what you decide to do or not do. You are in control of you. And it's the most beautiful asset you can have on the planet. You, your body, your voice, your thoughts, your movement, all of that you control. So let's bring that back to center to remind you to get grounded again in your center. To get grounded again to the reminder that there are some things that you control. In fact, there's quite a few things that you control. You control you and every aspect of you. What you do tomorrow, what you do tonight, the thoughts you're thinking, how you spend your time, the music you listen to, what you allow in your space and what you don't allow in your space, all of that. Those are all things that you control. Okay, from the perspective of there are things that I can control. There are things that I am 100% in control of, namely me, me and my thoughts and my feelings and what I decide to do. So from that perspective, here's what I'm going to share with you that has really helped me during times of crisis. And I feel like we're going through a time of crisis now again. We've been here before, right? There's been other times of crisis. And in college, back when I went to college, I considered myself a political activist, although I don't know how much other people would consider me a political activist, but I've always had very strong political beliefs. I've always believed in the rights of Indigenous people. And being a sociology major, I learned a lot about how society has treated marginalized people. And I came to an awakening that I was part of this marginalized people group. And I had a revelation that I was meant to do something on the planet for it. So when atrocities happen, like what's happening right now in Palestine, there is a natural instinct in me to want to get up and fight. Want to get up and defend and do and go to a protest march and voice my loud opinion, because I do have really loud opinions. And in college, I used to do that all the time. And then what started to happen, and this is part of me dealing with mental health issues, right? Because what started to happen in my 30s, especially, was that I started to feel exhausted. Exhausted because it felt like every couple of months, there was something else to fight for. There was always some ongoing atrocity happening around the world, whether it included a direct connection to me or not. And some of you might be feeling that feeling of exhaustion or anxiety or a high level of stress. Oh, the kind of stress where you can't even sleep. I remember after 9/11 happened, and I understood a lot of why 9/11 had happened, because I understood what the US has been doing in other countries for years, right? How we've been showing up in other countries for years. But the stress of it all, the anxiety of it all, the feeling that I needed to do something, that feeling lived inside of me for months. And I remember I would look around at other people who, at least here on the West Coast, because it was so East Coast centered, on the West Coast, it didn't feel like, you know, we had directly been attacked. So a lot of people were affected for maybe a week and then went on with their lives. And I saw people around me go on with their lives. And I was shocked at how quickly people could recover and keep going as if nothing happened. You know, and I would tell other people, like, hey, did you not see what just happened? We have to do something about this. We have to voice what we're thinking. We have to donate money. We have to show up. We have to be in action. And a lot of people were like, yeah, it's okay. And I felt like, well, I don't ever want to be the kind of person who just stays sitting down and doesn't move, doesn't actually take action, because it's not part of who I am in my being. In my being, I'm a person who, when I see injustice happen, I have to call it out and I have to say something and I have to do something. But being that version of Wendy, guys, got me really tired and was part of the awakening I had when I started to work on myself, was part of the reason why I ended up depressed, part of the reasons why I ended up feeling tired all the time. Part of the reasons why I ended up finding coaching and finding these tools to help me manage my own life. So I had to find a new way, a way that still incorporated political activist Wendy, a way that still incorporated taking action. And the way that I was able to incorporate taking action is I started to realize, I had the aha moment that me living the best version of my own life, me living the best version of Wendy, being the best coach I could be, the best mom I could be, the best wife, the best friend, me showing up as the best version of me was also a political act, was also a political act, was also an act of revolution. Me doing this work, this transformational work that I do with Latinas, and me living the best version of me, which, by the way, includes self-care, it includes taking care of my mental health, it includes taking care of my physical health, that me taking care of me is a political act. Wow. That really started to open my eyes to a new way of functioning, where I could incorporate the political activism into living the best version of me, living the best version of my life every day with the ins and the outs, right? Because I used to think like, what am I doing going to pick up my kids? I should be at a march, you know, at downtown LA. And now there's a reframe. Now the reframe is, no, Wendy, you picking up your kids and you talking to them about what's happening around the world during that car ride home, that is also a political act. That is also a revolutionary act. That is also you taking a stand for justice. So this is the reminder for you that you living your best life, and that includes all of it. That includes you going after what you really want to go after. Yep, because some of you aren't stepping into the best version of you. You know she's there and she talks to you all the time and she gives you hints of what she wants you to do, but you're not really doing it, right? You going out there and doing the thing that you really want to do. You building the thing that you really want to do. And most of you are in the middle of building the thing you really want to do. You building that thing, that business, that getting that job that you really want to get, getting the promotion, buying the house in that neighborhood where you're going to be one of the few Latinas representing in that neighborhood, you being the first at that table, all of that work, guys, that is also political activism work. That is you taking a stand for justice. You being you, fully you, fully self-expressed you, is you taking a stand for justice. So I want to remind you of that, especially for those of you, my fellow political activist sisters, who may be feeling exhausted or may be feeling deeply, deeply sensitive to what is happening around us, right? And a big part of that is because we're empaths, but I also believe in our genes, from our DNA, from our ancestry, we come with all of that baggage. We come with all of that into this life. And that's part of why certain wars and certain atrocities really resonate with us, really resonate with us. Okay, so I've covered two things. One, there are things that you're in control of. Two, you living the best version of you, you actually doing the things that you say you're going to do and being an example and being a leader in your community, and you doing regular life stuff, that is a political act. That is you taking a stand. It's all based on your perspective, right? Yes. Okay, let's talk about how to actually manage some of the stress and anxiety feelings that come up when we are living in a situation like what we're living in now. Okay, number one, this has really helped me tremendously. You have to create some boundaries. You have to be mindful of what you allow in your space, especially if you are feeling at really low capacity, which means you're feeling energetically drained because you can just feel what is happening around the world. So you have to be mindful of how much news you allow in, how much social media time, how much activity that stresses you out or that leads to more information, right? Or leads to visuals that are going to upset you. How much of that do you allow in? Being mindful of what are the boundaries I want to create? Because I used to run to the TV every time there was, you know, some sort of national or international huge catastrophe happening. And I would want to take in all the information. I would want to learn every single detail. And now I can do about 15 minutes maybe of knowing what's going on in the world, and then I'm done. I've created a boundary around it because I used to start to get a little addicted to watching what was going on. I used to be like, okay, what happened last hour? And oh, let me just check my phone really quick to see what got posted on this site and what's going on over here. And all of that information was just causing me to go into overwhelm. I was feeling overwhelmed by the information and it was causing me more and more stress. As with anything in life, right? This is a lesson that we learn and relearn and relearn. We need to have boundaries. We need to have a that is enough line that we draw in the sand. So draw the line for yourself. Come up with a time frame or some sort of mindful boundary that will support you in honoring your space, in energetically protecting your space, your energetic space, so that you don't allow so much of the information that's going to rock your nervous system into the space. That doesn't mean that you don't allow some information in, because I want you to be aware and I don't want you to turn a blind eye. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying turn a blind eye. I'm saying be mindful of how much you allow in. Okay. Secondly, the only way out is through. All of the feelings that you're feeling, the stress, the anxiety, the need to want to do something, right? The injustice feeling, the feeling to want to fight. That's the feeling I get anyways. All the feelings you're feeling, the only way to let go of those feelings is to move through them. I like to say to dance with the feelings. There is no jumping over them. There is no hiding out from them. There is no putting your head underneath the covers and pretending you don't feel these feelings. The best thing you can do to manage your anxiety and to manage the stress or the overwhelm is to process through those feelings. That means you want to allow yourself to actually feel the feelings. Yeah. And I can give you some direct ways in which, some tools that you can use to process through. I'm going to give you three really simple and yet powerful ways to process through your feelings. So you actually have to feel the feelings and allow them to come up so you can dance with them, and then they move through you. They move through you and they start to lessen their hold on you. It's not like you get rid of them completely, and it's not like we throw them out of your body the way you would throw out a baseball or something like that. You don't throw it out. You dance with it. You dance with the anxiety. You dance with the stress, and then it moves through you. So three ways in which you can dance with the stress or dance with the anxiety. Number one, you can talk it out. This happens to be one of my favorites. I love talking. I know you're shocked by this, but I talk a lot of my feelings out. In fact, I have a friend who I meet with pretty regularly, I think like once every 2 weeks or so, just to have a venting session. Yes, I call it an adult tantrum session, where I can throw a tantrum as an adult. I can basically talk crap about everything. Everything that's happening around in the world, everything that's happening with me, everything that's not going right in my business, with the kids, everything. Just allows me to sit in a space where I can verbally, it feels like I'm verbally vomiting. I know that's not a great word, but it feels like I'm verbally getting out all of this negativity, all of this anger, all of this frustration. And it helps. It helps to call it out. It helps to give it a name, right? To actually say the feeling that I'm feeling. And then it helps to talk through it, to actually move through it. Now, the processing through talking it out, it has to be done with somebody that you feel safe with and someone that can actually hold space for you, okay? So it can't just be any person, because the job of the other person who's receiving this information is to hold the bucket for you to then talk into. It's not for them to take on everything that you're saying. So it either gets to be a therapist, a coach, or a friend, or your partner that can really hold space for you. And what you want to do at the beginning, when you first decide that you're going to talk it out with this person is you want to ask them. You want to ask them for permission to hold space for you. So you want to say something like, hey, friend, you know what? I'm feeling a lot of feelings. Is it okay if I talk to you about all these feelings that I'm feeling? But it's not like you have to fix anything. I just want you to be a listening ear for me. Just hold space for me to process through all of these feelings. Or can I share with you what I've been feeling, but I don't want it to weigh heavy on your heart. So is it okay for me to be able to say all of these things that I just need to get off my chest? Just need to get them off my chest so they're out of my body so I can start processing through them. So when you ask for permission, right, the person has to think, okay, can I do this for this person? And some people can't. People have asked me sometimes to hold space. And there are some days where I'm at capacity, where I'm like, I can't hold space for you today. I've hit my capacity for holding space today. Or it depends on what's going on in my life, right? If there's something else going on, I may not be able to hold space. It just depends. But you want to find somebody that you trust, somebody that you feel safe with. And then go ahead and have at it. This is like a muscle I've built. In fact, I'm going to do a podcast episode just on this one tool because it's been such a powerful transformational tool for me that's been really helpful in my life. Okay, the second way in which you can process through emotions, stress, anxiety is to walk it out. So number two is walk it out. Walk it out or movement. It's basically moving your body. Actually dancing, for example, is a way to process out feelings. I like to take a walk in nature because if I'm in nature, it feels like I'm connected to the best version of myself, or it feels like there's an elevated version of myself. So I go back to nature. I take a walk. I take a hike through the mountains near my house or through the paseos, and I reconnect with nature. And as I'm walking, I bring up the feelings. And through my movement, I move the feelings out of my body. Yeah. I've also seen people do amazing things with yoga, with dance. There's this thing called bio dance or bio movement where you're actually biologically moving things in your body. I don't know exactly how to define it. So I'm admitting that, don't quote me on any of this, but there are some amazing ways and amazing healers out there in the world that would support you if you want to walk it out, have you move through it. I've also in the past, this was a long time ago, I've also done kickboxing because hitting things really helps to get the anger out. Like actually hitting, you know, one of those bags, if you're wearing gloves and all that, feels really good. I would recommend that if you're feeling a lot of anger. So number one was talk it out. Number two is walk it out or move it out of your body through movement. Number three is write in a journal. You can write it out. You can absolutely write out your feelings. In fact, there's a lot of people who this is the number one thing that they turn to when they're stressed, right? Sometimes you just need a good journal prompt, a prompt that's going to get your mind going. Like, what do I need to let go of? Or what's weighing heavy on my heart right now? Or what is energetically dragging me down? Or who am I pissed off at? Just start with that. Or what am I pissed off at? You can tell that frustration and anger is one of my go-tos when I'm frustrated or when I'm feeling like my bucket isn't full, like my gas tank isn't full. Frustration sometimes is the go-to. So how do I process that out, right? Writing it out really helps because it allows me to free write, like just get it all out of my brain. And as I'm writing, I feel like because I'm touching something, you know, the tactile part of it helps me anchor it into reality and then get it out of my body, which feels like a release, right? A way to release these emotions, a way to release the feelings. And then sometimes I take the journal entry and I just crumble the paper and I throw it in the trash. Ooh, which also then feels like a release of whatever I just wrote, whatever I got angry about. And I make a choice that I'm letting it go. So these are three different ways to process through your feelings, process through the anxiety, process through any of the angst you may be feeling or the challenges you may be feeling. But listen, none of this is probably news to you. You probably have already heard of these three tools. The truth is, information is not enough. You have to take this information and actually implement it, right? Pick one of these three tools, talking it out, walking it out, or writing it out, and actually use it this week, especially this week, because there's so much going on in the world right now that I think a lot of us are needing to go back to center, to go back to feeling grounded, and to process through all of these feelings that are coming up for us, to actually process through energetically the uncomfortableness. The uncomfortableness, the fear, the pain, the doubt, all the challenges that are coming up for us during this particular time while we're alive on the planet. There's a lot of really big changes happening, guys, and we've got to prepare our nervous system. We've got to prepare our spirit, our soul for the changes that are coming. Here's the thing. There's these great tools that you can use. I'm going to share all of them with you, all the ones that have helped me move through my life. And I'll remind you that you taking care of you is enough. Sometimes that is the most revolutionary act you can take, is you taking time to invest in you, you taking the time to go on the walk, to talk to the friend, to write in the journal. Because if you fall apart, my dear, then there is no justice in that. I love you all, and I will catch you on the next episode. This is your reminder, Mujer, that you can absolutely build it. You can build the business that you want. You can build the career that you want. You can build yourself into the person that makes all of that happen. And it requires learning how to manage your human brain, learning how to dance with your emotions, and learning how to stay in consistent action, which is exactly what I teach in Inspired Action, my group coaching program. Join us today for accountability, support, community, entrepreneurship, strategy, and actually learning how to implement the mindset tools that I talk about here. Go to wendyamara.com and click on Inspired Action to learn more. You can also follow me on Instagram at wendyamara to stay up to date on my latest offerings. Don't forget, Mujer, that if you really want to learn to swim, you have to get in the water. So come take action with us. We get in the water every single week. I'll see you on the next Yes, Mujer, Build It.